こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日はマミとマイケルが2人ともハワイにいるので、ハワイからの特別編です。イエーイ。マミとマイケルだけの特別編初めてだよね。
Yeah, I think it's the first time。
しかもなんか今日いつものセットアップと違ってなんか何もないんだよね。これ多分聞いてる人この状態見たらびっくりするよね。なんかパソコンとマイクベッドの上に置いてちっちゃい部屋にこもってる。しかも2人しかいないし。
You just got here today?
そう、さっきもう本当に 2,3 時間前ぐらいかな、に着いて、もうだからあんままだハワイ全然満喫してないんですけど。
How was your flight?
It was okay. まあ結構近いよね。6時間半とか行きは。そう。だからまあ疲れてはないけど、しかもずっと寝てたから、もう起きたら着いたけど。でも、まだ全然東京気分なんだけど、マイケルと違う、全然違うよ、多分。
You said I'm tan already?
Yeah, もう焼けてるよ、マイケル。焼けてるし、ヒゲ生えてるしさ、もう超ハワイ気分満喫してる。ショーツ履いてるし。
Yeah, these are pretty... I got these in Okinawa though, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, island.
You look like you're in Hawaii.
I've got the Keck Observatory
t-shirt. Your new t-shirt. Yeah, 全然なんかもっとハワイで超リラックスしてなんか収録するつもりが結構ついたばっかりだから全然気分的に変わってない。しかも結婚式まだ終わってないから、なんかもう何やることめっちゃあるから全然リラックスしてない。助けて。 It's okay though。
いや、ちょっと変なテンションだよね、二人とも。
だってこの状態、この今の状態が変だもんね。It's like not natural.
So what's been going on in the world? Because I've been here only for like three or four days, maybe.
Today's what, Wednesday here, right? So,、
No,
you've been here for like 4 or 5 days now.
Oh, has it been that long?
Yeah. Hello. Super out of touch.
Well, I've had like no service, right, with my phone.
And
I haven't had reliable Wi-Fi at all.
So,
so I haven't seen the news. I've just been...looking at the island, so.
So no social media, no nothing.
No, none of that.
That's good though, right?
No FOMO.
No FOMO. Yeah, I mean, you can't be having FOMO in Hawaii, that's lame.
Yeah.
Because you're not missing out on anything, I feel like. でも私も全然、なんか忙しすぎて、ニュースとかもちゃんと見てないし、もう何が起きてるか全然わかんない。
No?
No. ニュース全然見てない、この何日間か。なんか本と結婚式が同時に来ちゃったじゃん。だから、もうなんか忙しすぎて、I don't know what's going on. Like I just, and it doesn't feel like I'm getting married this weekend. Like it's so weird.
What does it feel like?
I don't know. I'm just somehow in Hawaii.
What happens when you're at this, like, this sort of junction at your life? That people kind of earmark this event as just one of the major turning points in your life, right? Like, your life is on this course where it could go this way or it could go this way or you don't know what's going to happen. And then you sort of, like...You get married, and there's pictures taken, and those pictures are framed, and those framed pictures end up on walls and are shown to your children and grandchildren. You know what I mean?
I guess.
And it's just this one day that's sort of embalmed this way.
Yeah. Preserved. It is pretty weird, isn't it?
It's a lot of emphasis on one day.
I know. It's not even one day, you know. It's like half a day.
Yeah.
So it's...And there are so many people coming.、なんかわざわざすごい遠くから来る人もいるし、で自分のおばあちゃんとかも来るじゃん。
Everything's far from Hawaii, yeah? Isn't Hawaii the most isolated island in the world?
What?
Or is it like Easter Island or something else?
Like what?
Like has the most ocean around it. One island. It's the furthest from any continent.
Really?
Isn't it Hawaii?
I don't know.
Or was it Easter Island?
I don't know. Where's either of them?
Where's Easter Island?
Do you know? You're asking the wrong person.
Okay.
地理一番苦手だからね。
Okay.
でもなんかそう、何そのだから彼の友達と自分の例えばおばあちゃんが一緒の場にいるとこが想像できないじゃんとか、mm. マイケルとうちのおばあちゃんが同じ場にいるとかも想像できないし。
Yeah. The timelines of all these people sort of cross on this one day too.
Yeah, and especially for me, なんか何小中高の友達と大学の友達と、まあ、仕事で一緒になって仲良くなった子たちととかなんか自分の人生のいろんな、
mm.
なんか違う時期、
yeah.
に会って仲良くなった人たちが一気に同じ場所しかもハワイ、
yeah. It kind of puts you in a position where you have to organize your past and your relationships. It's like these people are coming, these people、oh, yeah. aren't coming.
I think so, but it was easy for meLike,、yeah. I kind of knew. Yeah, I never had to, like, 悩む、mm. なんか、もう一瞬で、あ、この人は絶対来てほしい、この人も来てほしいとか。
Uh-huh.
だから全然悩まなかったけど、でも、まあ変だよね。不思議だよね。なんか、しかもこの何、いつもこのハワイ島のこの場所に、昔からちっちゃい時から来てたし、まあいとことかも住んでるし、
Mm.
自分的にはなんか家族の場所みたいな。なんかあんまり友達とかさっていう感じじゃないじゃん。
Mm.
それもなんか変だし。だからマイケルと今ここに座ってること自体が謎。
Yeah.
謎だし。I don't know. I'm just like, there's a lot of confusion going on right now in my head. And then all the wedding planning...disasters.
Isn't it gonna be a huge relief when
it's done?
When it's done?
Oh yeah, for sure. So? For sure, yeah. But everyone tells me that, you know, well, at least some of my friends who had the destination wedding,
mm.
they told me that it was the most fun day of their life. Because, you know, like, mm. もう友達全員いるじゃん、その場に。で、家族もいるし、自分の恋人もいるし、まあそれは楽しいに決まってるよねって感じだけど。
But is it always the best day of your life, or is that if you don't say that, it's kind of sad? No, it was up there, but it's like
まあ、ね、
third, fourth best day of my life, maybe.
まあね、I guess.
Then people get in the position where they have to rank like their the birth of their son or the birth of their daughter,
right,
with their wedding, and for some reason it's like.We have to say that this is the best day of my life.
まあ確かにね。Yeah, だって出産した直後にさ、Yeah, this is kind of like the third, like best third day.
Yeah.
Third best day of my life, like that. Yeah, I guess yeah. no one says that.
I guess you can have more than one best day of your life.
I guess. So far ってことじゃない So far. でもなんか、多分一番遠い人でパリから来る子がいて。
うん。
もう地球の裏側じゃん、
うん、
でしかも一人で来てるしすごいよねだからもうありがたい本当にありがたいよね
I've been doing a lot of driving on this island and you just start to realize how big this planet is driving around
yeah.
so much
yeah
because you see the horizon all the time and you're always driving and you see like a different horizon、
mm.
and you kind ofLooking at the map, you kind of get a sense of how far you're actually going.
Yeah. So, なんか東京にいると建物がめっちゃ多いじゃん。で、道も狭いから、なんか視野がすごいちっちゃくなる気がするけど。
Well, you think instead of distance, you think in terms of time, because somewhere can be really far, but it's really fast because of the trains, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But something can be pretty close, but the train route is inconvenient.
Right,
so it takes longer.
そうだね。
So you think in terms of time all the time. But people here think in terms of distance.
そうだね。何にもないからね。信号もあんまないしね。
Yeah, and so, and people here, like the way they work on time.
Yeah.
They're not. No one's in a rush. Because what's the point? You don't know when you're gonna get somewhere.
そう、なんかだって空港からこの今うちらがいる泊まってるとこまで東京と千葉ぐらいあるんだよね、実は距離が。でも道がまっすぐだし信号がないからなんかそんなに遠い感じしないよね。い
や。
でも東京で千葉まで運転するっていうと結構さ、なんか混んでるし信号もあるしめんどくさいなって感じだけど。
I feel like the roads here are so much better, actually, than Tokyo. Quality wise.
Oh, quality wise? Yeah,
the roads are really smooth. They're very clearly marked.
Right.
And all the intersections are really safe. Mm-hmm. They have these, I forget what you call it, these weird lanes in between lanes. So if you want a U-turn or something, there's a lane in the middle that you can move into.
Ah, right, right.
And then you can turn from that middle lane.
Mm.
They call them some... I feel like they're called suicide lanes or something.
What?
Something. I feel like they have some dark name like that. But yeah, there's just a bunch of...
怖いんだけど。
Yeah.
どういうこと?
But just the way they do all the roads and manage the traffic here, it just seems way smarter.
Hmm.
Which is ridiculous to say. You know, yeah. Like super developed
right,
city,
right.
You know.
絶対ここだったら私でも運転できそうだなっていつも思うもん。まあしないけど。
Mm. I don't know. It gets pretty dangerous.
But there are no cars.
The weather.
Well, yeah, like if you're at where you are,、
mm.
but not around here, you know. So, so なんかマイケルとうちら私が泊まってるとこすごい離れてんだよね。
Yeah, it's pretty far.
今、なんて言った ?1 時間半とかって言った?
Well, before, I just moved near Waimea. I'm staying near Waimea, but before I was in Pahoa.
Right.
And Pahoa, from here, is probably 4 hours, maybe?
Wow.
3 hours?
Okay.
3 or 4 hours.
Okay. だって Waimea だってそんなに近くないよね。
Yeah.
そもそも。
Yeah, and there's mountains that you have to drive around.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy.Airbnb でしょ。
そう。
なんかさ、東京、あ、そう、ニュースといえば、うん、なんか東京が Airbnb の特区になるみたいなの見た。
は
あ、so it's allowed now, I think, in Tokyo.、
うん、
なんかこれまでグレーゾーンだったじゃん。
How do you officially do that? Do you know? Like, how do you... You have to inform your landlord if you're renting an apartment.
I have no idea, actually. でも、うん、I have a friend who's doing it.Well, he's gonna be there at the wedding, so maybe you can ask him. でも、彼は自分もそこに住んでるから、landlord には行ってないんじゃないかなと思うけど。まあ、普通にただ人を止めてあげてるだけみたいな。
大丈夫かな。
どうなんだろうね。でも、すごいいろんな国の人が泊まりに来て、なんか、それは男な、その友達は男なけど、なんか普通に可愛い女性とかも一人で泊まりに来たりとかして、
それでどうなるの？
何もないよ。何もないけど、なんか夜ご飯たまにどっか連れてってあげたりとか、
huh.
朝ご飯作ってあげたりとかしてるみたいだけど。
For sure, for sure there's like stuff going down in those situations occasionally.、Yeah.
I guess. Like、でもなんかさ、レビューがあるから、なんていうの、変なことするとさ、なんていうの。今さ、うちら収録してるのベッドルームなんだけど、窓が開いててさ、外人通ると丸出しなんだよね。今めっちゃ見られて、yeah. It's like, what are they doing? そう、でも、そうそう、レビューがあるから、下手なことできないから、まあ、ある意味安全っていうのは言われてるけど、mm. でもいろいろトラブルあるみたいだよね、海外とかだと。やっぱ変な人もいるから。
The places I've been staying are really cheap andReally nice.
Okay.
The first place in Pahoa was, it's in some little clearing in a rainforest.
Okay.
It's filled with like these little koki frogs that make some crazy frog noises.
Okay.
But they sound like birds more than frogs.
Hey.
It's like, wee, wee, wee.
Hey. So it's not annoying really?
No. But they do it until maybe 1:30 or 2 in the morning and then they stop.
Okay.Okay.
They go to bed.
でもなんか一人でそこ泊まったら怖くない? 別に怖くない。だって何にもないでしょ。誰もいないでしょ。近くに。
Yeah, there's.
自分だけでしょ。
Well, there was one more little.
Ah, okay.
Like cabin thing next to.
Ah, okay.
Where we were, but.
So there were people there.
But you do drive on this skinny little road, in the dark, for a while before you get there. These places okay. are super isolated.
Yeah.
And one thing that's interesting is all these places in Hawaii are. Running on solar power, and they're like off the grid.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
And like you can use whatever oven,
right, right,
hair dryer, like all that stuff you can use there.
へえ。まあ、yeah. ホテルとかよりは面白い経験ができるよね、そういう方が。
It's just way more beautiful out there too.
Mm, I feel like. I bet.
It's way more natural.The place I'm staying now near Waimea is just in this rainforest
hmm.
where it rains most days.
Right, right.
Yeah. And the vegetation is completely different.
なんかさ、本当にジュラシックパークだよね。なんか行くたんびに思うもん。これジュラシックパークじゃん。なんか何も開発されてないというか、全然人間がタッチしてないから、木のしかも木とか草の種類がこう東京にあるようなのと全然違うじゃん。もっと本当に森、熱帯雨林って感じ。
I was telling you like the leaves on some of these plants.
Oh yeah.
They have leaves that are like
bigger than a dining table, right?
yeah, it's bigger than this bed. One leaf, one leaf is bigger than this, the bed in this room.
どんぐらい時間かかったんだろうね、そこまで育つのに。
I don't know. I think it's pretty fast. It rains a lot, but they just have plants there where you know when you watch movies, the Ghibli movies, and you see these crazy, like
forests.
Yeah,
yeah.
In Mononoke Hime, or like those scenes really exist if you go to the right place.
Mm, you know? そうだね。そう、なんかハワイって言うと結構イコールワイキキみたいな感じじゃない？日本だと。
Yeah.
でもワイメアとか全然違うもんね。なんか寒いし、yeah. そもそもなんかパーカーとか持ってないと鳥肌状態だもん常に。
I went to Mauna Kea.
Okay.
Yeah, where people go to see the stars and they have、mm-hmm. the Keck Observatory there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's super cold there.
そう、超寒い。だって雪降るからね。
These, we get there and it's just it was so cold.They all these star like astronomy buffs are there.
Okay.
And they're all standing outside. None of them are sitting. They're all standing.
Yeah.
And they set up telescopes all around, like huge telescopes.
Yeah.
Like really, really, really expensive telescopes. They had like 6 or 7 of them set up. And people just drive up there.And look through all the different telescopes, and they're aimed at different things, like Jupiter,、
oh.
or the moon, or this planet, that planet,、okay. this constellation, this nebula. And then there was a guy there with a laser pointer just talking about space, and
Wait,、so、
talking
he's,
about Mars. And
he works there, or he's just like there?
I don't know, but it was just some guy with some really vast knowledge of space stuff.
okay.
Talking about things that are going on, like they're、yeah. planning to build a telescope called the 30 meter telescope.
Yeah.
And it would be many, many times, the mirror inside that telescope would be many, many times larger than any other telescope that exists in the world.
Wow.
I forget what it was, like 6 times larger or 8 wow. times larger or something.
Okay.、
But、it's a big deal for astronomy that they built this.
Right.
But a lot of the local Hawaiian people don't want them to build this telescope on this mountain.
Because
it's, I don't know, it's not natural. I don't know. I don't really know what their angle is, but they don't,、
okay.
they don't really like all the, you know,
artificial stuff.
Let's just use this island.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Right, right.、
So here they have a lot of stuff where...if you're a local, you have a different price. than non-locals, right?
Totally.
But you don't have that any in most places, right?
I guess not.
なくない?
日本はないかもね。 韓国客 その日本人じゃない人だけ値段が高いみたいなってことでしょ? まあないよね。 こういうアイランドでしかできないよね、多分。 なんか差別とか言われそうだもん。 じゃない? 外国人差別みたいな 怒られそうじゃん。
そうだね。 But that is what it is, sort of.
I guess.
But
well, I mean, I guess they're just trying to control the or like protect what they have now, right?
Yeah.
なんかだって去年かな来た時にやっぱなんか噴火した直後だったからまだみんなが避難とかしてて、 それもすごかったよ。だからやっぱ住んでる人は大変だよね。 そのラーバがさ。 本当にみんなが住んでいるところに今向かってますみたいな。だからお水とかが欲しい人はこの住所に来てくださいみたいなラジオでもずっと言ってて。 We were like, wow, this is intense.
There's so much lava here.
Like すごいよね。
lava rocks.
It's all over the place. なんかね、今って両端全部その溶岩じゃん、真っ黒じゃん。 昔は、昔って言っても本当1、2年前ぐらいまでは みんながそこに白い貝とかを持ってきて字を書いてたのね。なんか自分の名前とか。で、それやめてくださいって言われてたんだけど、みんながやってて。で、1、2年前にもう全部撤去され。全部一気に撤去された。だから今もう真っ黒だよね。本当に何にもないし、超遠くまで全部見える。 Which is not the case in Tokyo, so I think that's why I like it here. Because it's different.
What have you done here? As far as like the trails and the stuff to see,
I don't know. I've seen lava. I've done horseback riding. Like, you know, not lava rocks, but lava, the red magma, and horseback riding in Valley, Waipio Valley.
Did you drive down Waipio Valley or?
We drove 途中まで.
途中まで.
途中というか. I think we drove down. てかどっから馬に乗ったのか覚えてないんだけど、 そもそも。
So you got on the horse at the in the valley?
Yeah.
In Waipio Valley?
Yeah. なんかさ、その本当ジャングルみたいなとこを馬に乗って。
But how did you get down?
車。 でも途中まで自分の車で行って、途中からそこの現地の人の本当の大きい車に乗り換えて、 ガタガタガタガタしながら行くみたいな。 で、どっかで馬に乗ったんだろうね。ちょっとちゃんと覚えてないけど。で、なんか馬に乗って川を渡ったりとかさ。すごいよ。I
couldn't believe how hard it was to drive there.
本当にすごいよね。なんか人間が行くとこじゃないみたいなさ、道が舗装されてないから。
I was about to get stuck.
あれ危ないよ、本当に。In the mud.
I was close to getting stuck in that mud.
危ないよ、本当に。
There's a technique for driving across the messed up ground like that.
Okay.
I don't really have experience with off-road driving.
Right.
But there's a weird technique. You have to be able to like, it's like golf or something, like putting. You have to be able to look at the topography of the ground and drive the easiest way for the car.
Right.
And like carry momentum.
Okay.
Through it.
超疲れるじゃん、そんなの。
And there was like, I was driving across these huge puddles where the water level comes up to like the door.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty deep.
それ一人で運転してたんでしょ、しかも。
Yeah.
Wow. I'd get stuck in like 5 minutes. Like, wee wee ってなりそう。
Yeah.
あれ一人で行くとこじゃないよね。結構本当に人もいないしさ、怖くない？
But there's people, there's a lot of people doing stuff like that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, but you have to have four-wheel drive for Waipio Valley.
Yeah, for sure. 普通の車で行ったらもう死ぬ。
But there are some places, I've been seeing Japanese tourists go off-road on the lava, where you're driving on the lava rocks.
Okay.
With rental car. Like,
what?
普通のやつ。 普通の rental car, not off-road. No way.
しかも車傷だらけになりそうじゃない?
絶対なるよ。
怒られるよね、多分後で。
But I don't think they know.
That it would hurt their car?
Yeah, like they don't realize how bad it's going to be once they get... Because it's like paved halfway. There's a place that everyone goes to watch the sunset.
Okay.
It's like near Wainini Pa something.
What?
I don't know, all these Hawaiian
names. Okay, yeah,難しいよね. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you have to drive across all this lava rock. But I saw some Japanese tourists in a regular car.
絶対怒られるね、それは。なんか車のお腹のとこがもう傷だらけになってそう。あと何したかな。あとなんか、あとワイメアに知り合いが住んでるから、その人のなんか持ってる土地のとこに遊びに行ったりとか、それこそ本当のジュラシックパーク何回も言うけど、でなんかなんていうの、それもバリーがあるのね、彼の土地の中に。でなんか川が流れてて。池みたいになってるんだけど変なバクテリアがいるから入っちゃダメみたいな。でも It's beautiful、It's beautiful but you just can't go in there.
Really? You'll get the brain eating parasite?
Or something like that, like some weird stuff. あとなんか野生の豚がいるのね、ですごい危ないの。なんかもう人間と出会ったらもう人間が殺されちゃうから、もう彼はいつも銃を持ち歩いて。
でもそれ日本と一緒じゃないの。There's a lot of イノシシ。
I guess. And
when I go to Shizuoka,
でもね、he keeps saying it's not イノシシ though. He just says it's wild pigs. Are wild pigs イノシシ? No, right?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing?
I think so.
Huh.
They say, I think those cute little pigs,
yeah.
regular pigs,
yeah.
if you let it go outside, it becomes furry and it grows tusks. It like what? Transforms.
What? So it's the same thing?
Yeah.
Wait, the pink pigs and the furry inoshishi?
Tabun isho.
What?
That's what I heard that somewhere. That regular pigs, if you
let it into the... 味も全然違うじゃん。
Yeah, if you let it into the wild, it'll grow tusks and fur.
What?
And become wild boar.
What? Mind blown. Mind blown, seriously. そうなの?
I believe so, yeah.
それなんかすごい変な話があって、その人がだから銃を持ち歩いてるわけじゃん。で、一回でその野生の豚に遭遇しちゃって、撃たなきゃいけなかったんだって。で、撃ったらその死体をさ、家に持って帰って、で、解体したんだって。お肉にするために。それでこうさ、お腹をこう引き裂いて、こう血とかさ、肉とかすごいじゃん。そしたらなんか本能が刺激されて、なんかアペンディックスかなんかがおかしくなっちゃったんだって。
Really?
そう、それで病院に行ったら、しばらく肉食べないでくださいって言われて、なんか何ヶ月かベジタリアン生活してたって言ってた。だからなんか彼のTheoryでは、なんかその血とかをいっぱい見たから、なんか昔の人間の変な本能が呼び覚まされて、
okay.
その内臓のどっかがおかしくなったんじゃないかみたいな。ちょっと本当かわかんないけど。
And that's how they became vegetarian?
Or was that's what he had to.
That was doctor's advice to become vegetarian?
Yeah, or... for like a while. 不思議じゃない?なんか his organ went crazy. Like, upon seeing so much blood in me.
But people, I feel like, I don't know, that sort of vegetarian, spiritual angle. There's a lot of people coming here for like spiritual reasons. The Big Island is sort of a spiritual place.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of people with the, dreadlocks and I don't know.
Right.
Kind of, they got backpacks and they're here to do some soul searching or something like that.
Yeah. I guess it's the best place to do that, no?
It's like yoga centers and...
Yeah. だって本当になんかもう自然しかないもんね、むしろ。だからなんかそのワイキキとかと違ってナイトライフもないし、ほとんどのバーとかがだいたい9時半とか10時とかに閉まっちゃうんだよね、レストランとか。だし、ショッピングもそんなするとこないし、なんか、何、ターゲットとかウォーマーとか、
There's only
ロースとかしかない。
There's like two... places on the island. It's Well, Waimea has stuff, and Hilo has stuff, and Kona
has stuff. But, 本当にちょっとした stuff じゃん。
Yeah.
Like, 普通の。It's not fancy.
Yeah.
So, そう、なんか。
People barely even use windows here. They'll just have screened walls.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
なんかそんなに雨も降らないしね、こっち側は。Hilo はわかんないけど。Mm.
When I got here, I had to drive through the worst fog I've ever seen in my life. Like, the fog was super intense. Like,
okay.
Like, if you turn on the high beams, it makes it a lot worse.
Right.
So you just...
Go slowly?
But you can't really pull over because people will crash into the back of you.So
what are you supposed to do? Just go slowly?
You just slow down a bit, turn on your flashers, and pray.
危ない。
But I drove, you know, they say, like, you can't reach the end of a rainbow, right?
Right.
Like, if you chase the end of a rainbow, you'll, like, never reach it, this idea. But they say there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.Too. It's like the legend.
Right.
When I got here, I've seen a bunch of rainbows since I got here. But when I first got here and I was driving across the island, I was driving from Kona's side to the Hilo side. I swear I drove like through a rainbow.
What?
Yeah. It was, and I could see the end of the rainbow.
Wow.
Like it didn't keep moving away from me.
Did you get rich?
No, I didn't know anything.
すごいね、でもそれ。
It was super vivid, and I just drove until it was like really close, like right, I could see the end of it, like right there.
Okay.
Like on the side of the road.
へぇ。
Yeah.
それは見たことない。Yeah.
It was really strange, yeah.
なんか変な生き物も結構いるよね。さっきなんか、あれなんていうの?フェレットみたいな。
Oh, mongoose.
Yeah. あれ、マングースだったのかな? な、超尻尾がフラフィーなやつ。がなんか走って、あとこの辺猫もね、結構いるんだよ。野良猫、赤ちゃんの猫とか。あとゲコ。綺麗な色のゲコがいっぱいいる。あれは日本語だと何?ヤモリ?かな?
ゲコ。
カラフルヤモリ。超、ヒロの方とかもっといない?超いっぱいいない?ゲコ。
Yeah, yeah.People live with geckos in their house.
Right, right, yeah.
That's normal.
一回ね、ヒロのレストランに行ったら、なんかもう天井にびっしりくっついてたの。で、さすがにそれはちょっと嫌だった。なんか一匹とか二匹とかさ、部屋にいるとかはよくあるじゃん。でも、なんかご飯食べてる時に本当に上にいっぱいいて、なんか落ちてきたら食べちゃいそうで怖かった、ちょっと。
Yeah. The spiders are...Have you seen the smiley face spider?
No.
There's like a famous spider here.
Okay.
I don't know why it's such a big deal, but okay. I keep seeing they have like the stuffed animal versions and stuff. It's like a character.
Huh.
But it's a spider that's like gray and yellow.
Okay.
And the back, the body of the spider looks like it has a yellow smiley face on it.
Is it cute? Or...
The character version is cute.
Right.
The real one is terrifying.
Is it big?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. How big?
I don't know. I think they come in all sizes.
Okay. But, I don't think I've seen it. でも scorpion はたまにいるよ。なんか、普通にあのカンドの中とかでも見たことあって。
Scorpion?
そう。まあちっちゃいやつだけど、普通にサソリ。
ちっちゃいやつは一番危ないんじゃない?
え、そうなの?
いや、ちっちゃいやつは絶対
すごい色が薄い、なんか肌色みたいな色の、
Probably one shot kill if that thing gets you.
What? 、ね、結構私裸足で過ごしてるからさ、普通に部屋の中とかにいると怖いよね、なんか Whoa! Scorpion、
yeah.
and I'm not used to it at all. It feels pretty weird. 結構ね、だから東京から近い割に全然違うよね
Yeah.
生き物も違うし、なんか天気も全然違うし。 暑い割にあの湿気はないよね全然、
うん、
日陰に入るとすごい涼しいけど、なんか本当に結婚式の日雨降らないでほしいってもうずっと言ってんの昨日から。
Is it have you, you checked the weather and it looks
it says partly cloudy scattered shower、it's really vague you know because、no one knows
it's、right? too early to forecast probably
I guess
It's pretty dynamic here.
しかもさコーナーって言ってもいろいろあるじゃん、
mm.
Scattered shower って言ってもさどこで降るのか、
yeah.
It might be Waimea and that's like no surprise right、
so. But yeah here you can see it raining right next to you.
Right right right.
You see that all the time.
Yeah yeah yeah.
But
最近東京も多いよねそういう局地的な雨みたいな。
ある
なんかあのうんあるなんか青山で雨降っててなんか私が住んでるとこでは降ってないとか。
Oh, but you can't really see it, John.
Oh yeah, I guess. I guess, yeah, you can't see it.
You can't see it.
Here you can totally see it.
Yeah.
何もないからね、建物とかが。
Like, I'll be driving and it's like, oh no.
見えるよね。
I'm gonna go into this.
雨降ってるあそこみたいな。でもあっち行かなきゃいけない。
Yeah. With the clouds or with the fog, it's like that too.
Yeah.
And because usually you're on a slope,You can see where like the it's filled up to here with clouds, right?
Yeah.
So if you're like above clouds and you're driving down, like you can see exactly when you go in.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really clear.
Yeah. And it sucks because you have to go there anyway.
Yeah.
Because the road is straight. Mm-hmm. And it's like there's nothing you can do about it.
I kind of thought about like pulling over and just seeing if I canwalk into the fog and then walk back out.
Okay.
Just kind of see what happens.
Okay.
You have you seen that movie? The Mist? Yeah.
That wasn't that like the most depressing ending ever?
What was the ending?
これ言っていいのかな? まあいいよね、あんなの古いし。
Yeah, no one cares.
So like,The dad gets depressed, like he's like, oh, we're gonna die anyway, so he shoots everyone. And then it turned out the military guys contain the situation and he survives.
Oh, yeah.
Right
yeah,
after yeah. he killed everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like,
ちょっと無理やりだったね。
You could have just waited for like another minute.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to shoot your own child, みたいな。
Yeah, I didn't want to remember that ending, actually.
だから忘れたんだよ。
Yeah.
あれ一回見たらだって忘れられないもん結構何この映画、mm. みたいなもう最悪じゃん
Yeah It's just the shock factor
Yeah
they went for.
Yeah and they never show like what's actually in the mist right like they kind of show the silhouette of like a huge なんかジラフみたいなのとかなんか、mm. huge spider-ish
No it was like these big it looks like hosesBut they have teeth on the front. It's like big worms.
あ、そうだっけ?
Yeah, with teeth on the front.
That I don't remember. I also remember like this one woman like, who goes crazy at the supermarket and she like starts blaming some people and it was like so annoying. だからなんかこういうシチュエーションでこうやって大騒ぎする人いるだろうなみたいな感じの。
Yeah. But that's part of like all the post-apocalyptic sort of scenarios.
It's yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It's like humans.
You're stuck. The idea is like you're stuck in a room with this person.
Yeah.
And everything would go way more smoothly if this person wasn't annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like everyone can sort of relate to that situation. And everyone kind of assumes that they're not that person.
I guess.
Right?
まあ確かにね。確かにそれを見てさ、あ、私この人だなみたいなのないだろうね。
Yeah.
I would totally be like that みたいな。
But the person that would be like that is also thinking that.
Yeah.
While they're watching the movie.
For sure. ミストの夏、結構古いよね、あれも。
I saw The Martian.
Here?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it good?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
So you recommend it?
Yeah, I recommend it.Okay. I'm glad I saw it here.
Ah, okay. なんか本がめっちゃ売れたじゃん。
Oh, was there was a book?
そう。でもなんか本は、だから要はさ、彼が一人ぼっちで火星にいるじゃん。
うん。
だから、なんか本だとさ、なんつうの、淡々とさ、一人で 超テクニカルなことしてるみたいな。So I saw some reviews that are saying こうなんかスローな展開が苦手な人は読まない方がいいみたいな。ちょっと何も起きないから長い間。Yeah. So I thought maybe movie was better for me because I'm impatient. Matt Damon, right?
Yes, it's Matt Damon. Have you seen the infographic or whatever it was? It was like
of what?
How much money the U.S. government has spent trying to get back Matt Damon because he was in Saving Private Ryan. So, so it's like the government has spent all this money trying to get Matt Damon back. And he's so far like the most valuable
person. Human.
Yeah, human being by far.
For the American government.
Yeah. Well, the Martian movie added a lot of that money. But.
そうなのか。そんなにいつもセーブされてるんだっけ、
yeah.
あ、でも、Interstellar でもあれだったもんね。
Yeah.
They had to go pick him up.
Yeah.
And he was nuts.
yeah.
he was so annoying. あとなんだっけ、エリジウム。
Was he in that movie?
Yeah, he was the main character.
And
エリジウム。
I don't think I've seen that. I don't think
I've seen that. It's like a...なんか futuristic sci-fi-ish、
huh.
Movie, but he was more like saving people, not being saved in that one. そっか、いつもセーブされてんのか。
There are certain themes for actors.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't get typecast. It's a weird kind of typecasting, where it's like,There's something about Matt Damon where it's like, we need to save this guy. He seems valuable. He seems like a nice guy. He's a good,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone likes him.
But if it was like, we need to go save, I don't know.
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves?
Everyone loves Keanu Reeves too, though.
But like, Keanu Reeves is more of a kind of guy that would like sacrifice himself.
Yeah. It's right? always like that. Right? He would like sacrifice himself for the humanity.
Yeah. Neo.
Neo, yeah.
Right?
Neo and Constantine.
But you don't really get that sense from Matt Damon.
No.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
What is that?
だってキーファー・サザーランドが一番やばくないタイプキャスって言ったらもう全部ジャック・バウアーじゃん。
Yeah.
Did you see the movie called Mirror? Or something like a horror 映画?
Oh, yeah. With...
もうジャック・バウアーにしか見えないよね。
Yeah.
なんか相手が幽霊なのに銃を撃ちまくるみたいな。
Well, he was doing 24, so if you've seen that show, you know, you've just seen so much Jack Bauer that he kind of got stuck in that role.
I mean, I would understand that we kind of look at him as Jack Bauer, but it seems like he looks at himself as Jack Bauer too at this point.
Yeah.
so it feels a bit weird.そうね、なんか大体同じような、だってジェイソン・ステイサムとかさ、he's always...
Yeah. Well, like, we have extreme examples like Steven Seagal.
And Bruce Willis.
Steven Seagal is always, you know, messing up all these people and snapping their necks. He's like Steven Seagal's just snapping necks. People's necks and like twisting their wrists and...
Yeah.
You know, retrieving something.
なんでそういうことになんだろうね? Do you think that they like it? Or they just get only those roles after a certain point? Or is it easy for them now that they've mastered this character, this type of characters? Or, like, I wonder. Because there are a lot of other actors, like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
You know, いつもちょっと違う、別人みたいなさ、
yeah.
役ができる人もいるじゃん。
Like Christian Bale.Is
yeah, more Christian of a Bale.
Chameleon.
James Franco, kind of.
Kind of.
But always a little bit psychotic or crazy.、Mm. But, you know, he's always a bit different, I guess. Leo、mm. DiCaprio is always different.
Yeah. George Clooney is always George Clooney.
Yeah, he is. そうだよね。なんでだろうね。George Clooney, なんか。He's always the same.
There's something where it's like you're not just an actor anymore. You're an actor, but you also have to play your guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
George Clooney is... People want to see George Clooney more than they want to see a really well-acted character.
Yeah, yeah.
Played by George Clooney.
Ah, so da. だからJake Gyllenhaalとかってその別人その人自体になりきってるじゃん。だから毎回違うけど、なんかさ日本のドラマとかもそうじゃない？昼ドラとかってさ、なんか昼ドラに出てる人っていう役をみんなやってるみたいな。だからナチュラルとはかけ離れてるじゃん。
Yeah.
なんか舞台みたいな感じで。
Yeah.
So I guess that makes a huge difference. I don't know. でもなんかいつも違う方が楽しそうは楽しそうだと思うけどね。I really like Jake Gyllenhaal. I like his movie choices. なんかそういう人とさ、あこの人出てるからやめようみたいなのない？この人出てるからあんま良くなさそうみたいな。
Yeah.
Like you don't trust their judgment.
Yeah.
Like, or taste.
But Jake Gyllenhaal is not one of those people, right?
He picks really good movies.
Yeah.
He always picks good movies. I saw like two of his movies recently, the new ones, and they were both really, really good.
What was that creepy rabbit movie that he got big off of?
Donnie Darko?
Yeah. Didn't he get famous from that movie? Wasn't that like his...
I guess, kind of. Yeah, Donnie I think Darko. So. Yeah.
And then there was like this... some serial killer movie that he did.
Yeah. なんだっけ? Zodiac.
The Zodiac.
Zodiac.
Yeah, that was a weird movie too.
Yeah, it was really weird. He's usually in like darker...
Mm.
Darker movies, no? Mm. No like superhero ones or comedy or... romance. なんか最近でも何そういうラブストーリーとか全然見る気にならないというか。
Really? Leading up to your wedding, you're not into any love stories?
No.
You're just into that Canadian Prime Minister or whatever.
なんかあんまりさ、relate できないというか、なんか relate してもしょうがない。なんかハッピーなのにあんまり relate してもしょうがない感じしない?
With love movies? Or romantic
yeah,
movies?
Yeah, like unrealistic romantic movies.
Hmm.
Where everything is justromantic, like they have ups and downs, but then in the end they're happy anyway, みたいな。
Yeah.
それよりなんか逆に最後に全然うまくいかないみたいなリアルっぽいラブストーリーの方が見ちゃう。 そうだよねみたいな感じで。 That I can relate more.
Is this a progression that you've made, you feel like? Like you used to like?
Yeah, when I was a teenager.
You loved all the love.
That was all, yeah.
Well, what's a major one?
Like Wedding Singer?50 First Dates, you know, Adam Sandler, Drew
Barrymore. Why is 50 First Dates such a popular movie?
Because it's so romantic.
50 First Dates?
じゃない? Yeah, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, but that...
あれもしかもハワイだし、セットアップが。
Yeah.
で、しかもなんかこう、毎日毎日忘れちゃうのに、またなんか he'll try to make her fall in love again, like every single day. That's like, wow. You know?
But what happens...What happens eventually in that situation?
Well, in the end, they even had a kid together.
Oh, but they... She
but
never...
She wouldn't remember, so...
Even then? Even at like, the end of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
She never overcomes it. And they're, like, on the ship in Alaska, far away from Hawaii, and she has a kid, and then, you know... He prepares a video every day, like, hey, like, don't freak out. You know, you have this condition.
Hmm.
But, you know, we're married, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of, like...Oh, like romantic.
But you can't get into that sort of thing lately?
No. I guess not. Mm. Especially, like, John Green type of stuff. Like, 今、アメリカで超人気あるさ、なんかどっちかが死ぬみたいな設定とか、もうなんか病気で、もうどっちか死ぬって決まってるみたいな映画とかはもう全然見たくない。なんかそのストレスいらない。
Yeah. They have movies like that where it's...
All the time.
Yeah.
They like... always have it.
Mm. What That's was a... that like... There was like... There's some movie like that that's super popular where it's like this African guy taking care of this guy in a wheelchair.
Oh yeah! The French movie, right?
yeah, yeah.
French movie. あれはそう見たかったんだよね。でも見たことないまだ。
Yeah, that movie was...
You saw it?
Sad, yeah.
Oh, it was sad?
Well, no, it's like, it's one of those happy and sad. It's just like...
Okay. Is it like Bucket List?
I haven't seen Bucket List.
Bucket List was kind of like that, like happy and sad at the same time, but you would end up crying in the end anyway. あと動物が死ぬってもう分かってる映画も見ないもはや、だからなんだっけ Marley and Me or Something and Me
Bambi?
No Bambi も悲しいよね、あの違うよ、なんか Owen Wilson and Jennifer Aniston? Yeah, and they have a golden retriever
And it does.
And obviously the dog is gonna die. Like, もう映画見始めたらすぐ分かるじゃん、最後って。ああ、もうこれ死ぬわ、みたいな。そしたらもう、やだ。もう絶対泣くし、見たくない。
Hmm.
もうやめたい、そしたら。
Yeah.
Yikes. It's like, I don't want to get stressed out by watching movies. I think before I was more tolerant.
Mm.
So I could get stressed from watching movies and like overly relate to these characters and get upset or get, you know, sad.I could take it.
Yeah.
I had more energy. But now, like, it's... My own life is too much. Like, I don't need any extra stress from entertainment. You know what I mean?
I guess so, yeah.
だからあんまりホラーも見ないもん、最近。
Hmm. But horror movies can be fun. Make you forget about real stuff that is actually stressful.
I guess.
Right?
でもなんか...
If you're actually stressed out by a horror movie, that's weird.
I guess.
Like real stress?
Yeah. But it is a stress, right? Like, to some extent, you're kind of like, oh, like, what's gonna happen next, you know?
Yeah.
So, あと最近なんか、ちょっとしたホラーだともう怖くないから、なんか、what am I watching? みたいな感じすぐなっちゃう。That's so sad.
Yeah, I get like that with...
とか寝ちゃう。
Most.
寝ちゃう。
Most movies these days.
What happened to us? We're old and bitter now.
The Martian is good. You should see
that's good.
The Martian.
Yeah, that's good.
It's interesting. If you're, it's definitely more for someone that's maybe slightly nerdy. Like,
right.
It's
really technical, right?
It's not that technical. They really kind of blow through that stuff in the movie.
Oh, good. Okay.
But... I don't know. There's a little bit of Hollywood going on in the movie, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no product placement,
it's
right?
It's like,
on Mars?
It's like we have to keep it realistic, but we still want exciting stuff to happen. You know? It's that thing.
Okay,
where it's like, I guess that's possible, but come on. I don't know.
But it's not ruining the entire movie or anything, then?
No.
Okay.
No.
Matt Damon. なんかさ、あのスペルムドーナーのなに関するアンケートみたいなのでさ、昔あのアメリカ人に取ったアンケートでマットデーモンの声が欲しいみたいなのがあって、なんか目はこの俳優、なんか鼻はこの俳優とかあって声がマットデーモンだったのね。それでなんか I didn't really remember his voice, so I was like, へえと思った。
But he narrates stuff, doesn't he?
あ、そうなんだ。
I think he does.
Ah, maybe that's why.
And he's pretty active politically, and he gives speeches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Does Matt Damon have a desirable voice?
According to the survey.
Sperm donor survey. What were you looking at?
なんかね、なんかスペームドーナーを探すときにどういうフィーチャーが欲しいかみたいな。そのアイディアは何かみたいな。
But why would you care like what your child's voice is like?
Well, because I guess some people have weird voice, I guess. I don't know.
Do people have weird voices?
I guess.
Have you seen that, the interview with, it's like an interview in Germany.
Okay.
Where...This person in the audience is asking a question.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's not in the audience, but he's being interviewed. But anyways, this German interviewer is talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy has like some condition. So his voice is really high pitched.
Okay.
And the interviewer can't not laugh. He like starts laughing so at bad. This guy.
Oh my god.
And the guy's voice is just hilarious.
It's but hilarious. It's not like so it's
like it's just like
but that's like his condition.
Yeah. Yeah, my voice won't even go that high. But he's like talking with this super
that's so bad.
Super high pitched voice.
And he's talking in public and being laughed at in yeah, public.
This video is famous because of how hard the interviewer is laughing.
Okay.
And
is he even trying not to laugh?
He's apologizing. But then he starts laughing again. And wow, it happens,
so awkward.
It happens over and over. Oh the worst God. Part is that there's hundreds of people in the audience and nobody else is laughing. It's just the guy that's interviewing this guy.
Oh, that's horrifying.
And everyone who watches this YouTube video is laughing. But,
oh my
but
God.
No one else is laughing.
That's so bad. Isn't that the most awkward thing ever?
What triggers that where you start laughing and you just can't stop? No matter what. It's so much fun too.
When yeah. When it happens. なんかさ、ティーネイジャーの時すごい多くなかった?そういうの。
I still get it sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah.
なんだろうね。でもそれを後から考えてもそんなに面白くなかったりする時あるじゃん。
ない。
ない?いつも面白い?
Yeah. Yeah.
そう。私よくある。なんか、なんであの時あんな面白かったんだろうみたいな。なんかその場の雰囲気とかもあったかもしれない。
When's the last time you couldn't stop laughing about something? Like, that you can remember?
I feel like I just had it recently, but I don't remember what it was.
When's the last time you can remember what it was?
なんだろう? Ah, I had dinner with my girls and we were laughing at something so hard, but I can't remember what it was about.
You don't know what it was?
What was your last time?
The last time I laughed so uncontrollably like that is I was on the train and there was an old man standing in the doorway.
Wait, so you were alone?
No, I was with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Okay.
Yeah. And this old man with glasses like leaned forward and like was looking at his feet.
Yeah.
And the doors closed on his head. And he's like it's gripping the sides of his head really hard.
Okay.
So
hage kanke aru no?
Yeah, cuz the door gomu aru jan. Yeah, so it's like gripping on his head. So he like couldn't get his head out.
Oh no.
And his megane are like crooked on his face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kawaiso.
And so he can't get his head out.
Yeah.
And the train guy looks over and notices him, and so he has the guy open the doors.
Oh god.
And so the Thank doors god. Release and he finally gets his head out and like fixes his glasses, and then the doors close again. And as the train's leaving, his daughter or some young woman that he's with is like, "Itakatta ne." And I just started laughing so hard.
その痛かったねで笑い始めたの? Or were you laughing
I thought it
the entire
was funny,
time?
But I didn't, I like I was controlling it until
okay.
then.
Okay.
Like it was built up to the limit. And then that woman said, "Itakatta ne." And I just started laughing so hard. And a couple other people laughed like a little bit,
okay.
but I was hysterical. I was.
Did they look at you? Like, were they okay about it? Or
well, no. Everyone saw it happen.
Right.
But it was. It's like rude to laugh at this guy just
because
his head got stuck in the doors.
Yeah. But was this guy like not offended? Like he was okay?
No, he didn't. He didn't react at all. He was acting like nothing happened.
Okay.
He had a completely straight face.
Okay.
He just straightened his glasses and just stood there
okay.
with perfect posture, like
okay.
nothing happened.
でもなんかさ、そういう時自分だったら笑ってほしくない?むしろ。なんか笑いをみんなが我慢してる方が恥ずかしいから。
I think
なんか
it depends.
逆に超笑ってなんか話しかけてほしい。受けたねみたいなこと言ってくれれば恥ずかしくないけど。
But maybe he's in pain.
maybe, but still, even if I was in pain, like I kind of want people to laugh at me and kind of tell me how funny it was.
Oh, when I was in the theater for the Martian movie, they showed the trailer for this new Will Smith movie.
Okay.
Where Will Smith is like this African doctor.
Okay.
And so he's talking with this African accent.
What?
Like Will Smith has he's making like an African face. I don't know. He looks different. He doesn't look like Will Smith. And he's like, oh, they're taking my medicine.
That's so bad.
I started laughing so hard at that.
That's so bad.
I couldn't take it seriously. Because if you know Will Smith, you know, like he was like a rapper.
Yeah. And, super American. なんかさ、なんでさ、いつもそれをやるんだろうね。なんか例えば、何、 日本人じゃない人が日本人の役をやってて、日本語のアクセントがボロボロとかあるじゃん。まあ Heroes とかもそうだけど、別にさ、そのいっぱいいるじゃん Actors, right? Like そのアフリカンアクセントある俳優も絶対いるじゃん。その人でいいじゃんね。なんでそのわざわざさ、変なアクセントのモノマネみたいなことにするのか。まあ有名な方がいいのわかるけど。 But that's just funny.
It's kind of like the geisha movie.
Oh, yeah. Zero Nihonjin. Joshi wa.
Dare dakke?
Chan Tzu. To mou hitori. I forgot her name. But the main characters were both Chinese women.
Right?
Yeah.
And in...
Kill Bill mo.
Kill Bill and that... drive car movie, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Oh my god!
The
yeah.
Tokyo Drift one.
Yeah, it was so bad.
The Drift King. Yeah, I don't know where that actor is from, but
yeah, I don't know either. Drift King だけじゃなくて周りのなんか、てかそもそも主人公が全然高校生に見えなかったじゃん。
Yeah.
だし学校にいる子たちもなんか日本人じゃないから。 It was just a bit odd.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. The real Drift King was actually in the movie as an extra. And he was one of the only Japanese people in the movie. But he was like a fisherman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, 本当にってこと?
Yeah.
へえ?
The real Drift King. I forget his name.
なんで彼を、まあ、maybe he can't act? I don't know.
Well, he was acting.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
That's weird. So, Will Smith のやつとかさ、もうさ、you can't take it seriously, じゃない? It's like, what are you doing?
Well, I guess I have to see the movie first, but
I guess.
The trailer was hilarious.
I bet.
You know, when I got here, there was such a culture shock.
What?
From
what?
Coming here. Just America. I haven't been to the States. In a while.
Ah, so nano? So dakke?
And just driving, like the windshield wipers and the signal are opposite.
Yeah, yeah. And レーンも違うもんね。右側通行だもんね。じゃあ。
And just the way stuff works.
だからうちのあのママが運転するとき、あの曲がるときに右だよって毎回言ってって言われるのね。じゃないと間違えて車があまりいないから気づかずにずっと左で運転しちゃう時があるから、
それ一回やった。
危ないよね。
I was driving the wrong way.
そう、でも気づかないよね。周りの車がいないから。You can't follow anyone.
It's so ridiculous that we can't all just do it the same.
I know, right?
How weird is it that we build cars in these two different arrangements all the time?
Yeah.
So if we make a car and we want to sell it in this country and we want to sell it in that other country too, then we have to make a new version of the car with the steering wheel and everything on the other side, flip everything around. Like,
不思議だよね。
It's kind of weird.
そう、危ないよね、でも。間違えちゃう。特にだから、左に回るときかなに、大きく回んなきゃいけないわけじゃん、アメリカだったら。でも日本の左折みたいにさ、ちっちゃく曲がると、自動的に対向レーンに入っちゃうから。It's hard, I guess.
There's a lot of accidents here.
Oh, really?
I've seen a few.
What? Already.
Yeah.
Ah, so?
There was a traffic accident on the way here.
Really?
Yeah.
Like today?
Yeah.
What?
I forget the name of the road, before. But there's a traffic accident that's like probably 20 kilometers long.
Okay.
On a one lane road. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, because a truck rear-ended someone.
Oh. Yeah. How does that happen?
Because you have to... People are driving such long distances on the island all the time.
So, like, for example, actually, speed の感覚わかんないよね。わかんなくない？なんか速いのか遅いのかさ。なんかもう周りに車いないし、it's like 超速く行っても行けそう。なんか高速みたいな感じでさ。でも、
people drive pretty fast.
I guess.
Like 60,
yeah,
70 miles per hour.
Right, what's right, that right.
kilometers? Like one, people are driving like 120, 130, 140 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, あんまりゆっくり運転してると後ろの人に怒られるしね。なんかすごい煽られるもん。
They have they actually have a minimum speed.
Ah, right, right, right.
So if you drive slower than this speed, then
you're actually breaking the rules.
You're breaking the rules. Yeah. It's kind of like
まあだって追い越せないもんね。追い越せないから一人が遅く超遅く運転したら終わりだもんね。あと全員詰まっちゃう、まっすぐだから。Yeah, that's true. I'm getting hungry now.
もう
It's 7. お腹空いた。
Yeah.
It's Wednesday today, right?
It's
Thursday in Tokyo.
そう。
すいません、聞いた。だから私ね、もうなんか忙しすぎちゃって、なんか。
You're doing a lot right now, yeah.
そう、だから出発する日に、その日に出発するって思ってなかったの。てか考えてなかったの、全然。それで朝起きたら、my fiance was like, 今日ハワイだねみたいなこと言われて、え？みたいな。え？今日だっけ？みたいな。なんかね、頭がおかしくなってて。
Yeah.
なんかまさかみたいな。だからもう そっからその日のもう出る直前に荷物詰めて、まあ、夜出たけどさ、so it's like、なんか気づかない間にここに来ちゃったみたいな感じ。 You know what I mean?
Yeah.
しかも I'm so used to coming here. だからなんか本当にマインレス状態でなんか気づいたら今ここに座ってますみたいな。
It feels so different here. No matter where you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the air is different.
The smell is different. Like the moment you get off the airplane, it smells like the Big Island.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, みたいな、あ、着いたって感じ。It smells completely different.
The difference at night is way crazier.
It's so dark, right?
Because it's so dark and you see so many stars.
Yeah.
And you hear so much nature.
Yeah,
the difference between nighttime on the Big Island and like Tokyo.
全然違うね、本当。人も全然いないし、真っ暗で街灯もほとんどないしね。
Yeah, I'm going to like major beaches and there's no one there.
Yeah.
It's like what?
Yeah, it's never crowded. Yeah. そうね。確かに混みはしないよね、どこも。
Yeah.
レストランとかも全然混まないしね。まあ、that's why I like it here, but.
And I was in this diner earlier today, and someone came in, and it was like, it was one of those regular situations. Like you have the regular showing up at the diner.
Ah.
It's like, oh, hey Jim, how you doing?
Yeah.
And Jim's sitting there, and he's got like this weird. He has like a radio thing in his backpack, and he has like headphones on, and he's like listening to the radio.
Okay.
And he like takes it off. He's like, oh, hey. It's just like, it was one of those. It's like a scene in a movie where you have the diner, and the guy comes in.
Yeah.
And immediately he's poured a coffee because that's what he always gets.
Yeah.
And they have this small talk. The guy's been living here for like 50 years or something. And it was kind of like...
超アメリカっぽいよね。
Yeah. It's like this, it was kind of surreal to see that.
そうね。なんかその、あと知らない人が話しかけて、結構話しかけてくるとき、ああ、アメリカ来たなって思わない。So like、yeah. we were carrying our dress, right? ドレスがでかいから、その、手荷物で持たなきゃいけないんだよね。そうするとその辺の人たちがさ、Oh, like, congratulations! とか言うじゃん。なんか空港の職員の人とか。そうするとなんか、わあ、アメリカっぽい。
優しいよ。
Yeah.
Especially here, people have been super nice and helpful.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough cash when I was trying to pay for something, and the guy at the register just like busts out his own money. Like, wow, that's nice. Normal here.
そうだね。
People really try to help each other out.
Yeah. なんか最初についてその空港の人が話しかけてきた時、なんかもう超ステレオタイプ感みたいな。
Yeah.
めっちゃ陽気だったの。And he was like, oh, congratulations! ha 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 ha! みたいな、ずっと一人で笑ってて。Yeah. We were like, 陽気じゃん。なんかめっちゃハワイの人の、なんかみんなが想像するハワイの人をそのままリアルにしたみたいな。
You know, one thing I really have felt being here is how independent everyone is. How, like, skilled people are.
Mm.
People are ready to deal with nature, deal right. with bad weather, deal with mud, deal with rough driving.
Right.
And I think part of the reason why people are so helpful to each other is because they have trouble.
Right,
they
right.
have flat tires and...
Right,
and
right.
Because you're not so sheltered here.
Right,
you know,
right.
Storms show up and horrible things happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's like...
So
it kind of keeps you on your toes. Like,
right,
just
right.
just being here a few days, it's like I have been in a few situations where it's kind of like, wow, you could just die. You could just die right here.
It's only been 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, but you know, when you're in Tokyo, it's like, you couldn't die if you wanted to. You know, it's like everything's so protected, everything's
yeah,
so regulated.
Yeah.
You know, places you aren't supposed to go, you can't really get in there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
here it's like, you know, there's a sign, it's like, road closed. Is this really closed? And someone's like, no, you can go down there. So you just drive down there and then it's like super sketchy. And
yeah.
You know.
That's funny.
But you can do whatever you want.
Right, right, right.
Here, it seems like.
Like a freedom がある代わりに responsibility が大きいよね、
yeah.
だから。
Yeah. A lot of personal responsibility and just reliance and
yeah,
you have to be ready for shit to go down.
Yeah. だってそもそもその街灯がない時点でさ、
yeah.
それもさなんか they're not gonna help you, right? Like you have to figure it out.
Yeah. There's
like where am I going?
When I was trying to cross this river earlier today at Waipio Valley,
okay,
and I had all these rocks like. Hit my legs, and so
oh, God.
I have these like.
めっちゃバンドエイドついてるじゃん。
Yeah, but it's like stuff like this. There's no sign. No one tells you don't cross the river.
Right, right.
You know, it's you just have to make a judgment call.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like a city boy.
Weak sauce だよね。本当の weak sauce だよね。
You feel how weak you are compared to locals.
なんか、で一回ハワイでサーフィンしてて、なんか波に巻き込まれて、自分のサーフボードが。顎にガーンって当たったの。顎っていうか耳と顎の間、
yeah.
でなんかそっちの側の耳が聞こえなくなったのね。で、あやばいと思って浜に戻ってみんなに Oh my god, like I can't hear anything with my right ear って言ったらみんなに笑われたの。それで誰もかわいそうって言ってくれなくて、みんなになんか You got hit with your own board? ハハハみたいな感じで、
yeah.
あ、私って都会のひよこなんだと思った。
Yeah.
こんなことじゃ誰もかわいそがってくれない。
Yeah, are there even hospitals here? Like, it's probably so far if something happens. You know?
Yeah.
遠いよね、絶対。
どこにあるんだろうね。I've never seen it. I mean, I'm sure there is.
うん。でもあっても
somewhere,
遠いじゃん、絶対。
だって I have a friend who lives in Lanai. There's
yeah.
no hospital there.だから何かエマージェンシーがあったらヘリコプター来てもらわないといけないの。
Yeah, well, where I was, like, the ambulance couldn't even get there unless it was like a
right,
four-wheel drive off-road vehicle.
だからそこでハラタックとかなったらもう終わりだよね。
Oh, yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's crazy. それは確かにさ、サーフボード顎に当たったぐらいじゃさ、かわいそうでもなんでもないよね、そんなの。
Yeah.
それ笑われるわ。いや、なんか、そうだから my friend in on Lanai just had a baby、
うん、
だからそういう時はもうオアフに事前に行ってもう何ヶ月か入院しといて、
うん、
そこで産んでから帰るみたいなじゃないとやばい。
Is that what most people are doing, you think?
On Lanai? I think so.
Or like on how about like on the big island?
Here? I don't know、
うん
Well, I'm sure they have a hospital here. I mean, it's a huge island.
Yeah.
But I've never but been to
if
one.
If it's something like really technical,
complicated, maybe you'd have to go to Oahu. Maybe. Hawaii's insurance is different from mainland insurance. They have a better one. So my friend on Lanai, her niece, niece-in-law, niece, right? Got like cancer. She's so small, but she had cancer. She's cured now, but それもなんかヘリで毎回毎回通わなくちゃいけないじゃん、キモやるために。それも全部 it was covered, so they didn't have to pay.
すごいね。そう、全部ただだったって言ってた。
でも確かに毎回ヘリコプター乗ってキモやりに行くのにさ、毎回そんな何百万とか払ってらんないもんね。
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be a good insurance, I guess.
Well, yeah, if it covers helicopter transport on a regular basis.
まあ でも they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. But there's only one hotel, one or two hotels. なんかすごいいい高いホテル1個しかないんだよね。 Like tourists, well, they don't have a choice but to stay there.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Like her life on Facebook looks interesting. So different. It's almost like a village life. Like, 今日はこの魚を釣ったよみたいな、これが今日の夜ご飯ですみたいな。 It's really nice and surrounded by nature. And
yeah, I was talking to someone that just takes care of some land where I was staying.
Okay.
Pahoa. And she said that she's been here like the last 40 whatever years or something.
Okay.
So basically her whole life. And
she's originally from here?
I don't know if she's original. Well, I didn't ask how old she is.
Right.
But it's like either her whole life or
almost.
I think she meant her whole life.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
She looked about that age.
Okay.
But it's like just the idea of always, you know, you're born here and you're raised in the same town, or if it's on an island like the Big Island.
Yeah.
I mean, is there even a reason to follow what's going on around the world? It's so...
I don't think so.
Disconnected.
しかもなんかシティに住んでるから余計エンバイロメントが気になるじゃん。 It's like, what are we doing? You know, there's so many cars, there's highway, you know, and we're throwing out a lot of food and we have homeless people, you know.
Yeah.
But then if you're surrounded by nature,
yeah,
it's like...
I think about that division between like people that consider themselves progressives and people who are conservative. And generally conservative people live in somewhat isolated towns, you know, in the southern, southwest,
right,
or wherever, U.S.
Right.
And I feel like that's sort of true in Japan, too, the breakdown. Like, people living in cities are more progressive and more... But it kind of makes sense that you wouldn't be so concerned about technological developments or...
Yeah.
You know, politics or things that of that nature that are going on.
If you're in a place,
if you're on the Big Island, I mean, who knows? If something, you know, it's like, at what point does it spill over into your world?
Right. Yeah. I mean, right. I feel like if I lived here, then I wouldn't really care about like technological advancement とか. Because I have stars and beautiful trees and plants and I have the beach, you know? I don't have to
stress out over... Maybe you get tired of all that, though. Maybe you get tired of the beach.
Do you, though? Because I know some divers here and they're, like, genuinely always excited whenever we go out. Like,
yeah,
we go diving and they're... It seems like they're never bored, you know? Like, we find dolphins and whales and... I'm excited, right? Because it's rare for me, but they seem like they're genuinely excited.
I hope so. They're doing it as a job.
But that's rare, no? They see it every day. They don't have to get excited every day, but they still do. And I think that's amazing, because they're not like, なんか別に毎日見てるしみたいな感じにならないっていうのは結構すごい。
If you're on this island for that many years, don't you kind of feel like you've seen everything after, you know, you've been here a couple years? Because I know a lot of people get that way. Like if you go to Oahu and you live on Oahu for 5 years, it's kind of like, yeah, I've done all these hikes, I've seen all the waterfalls, I've done gone to all the beaches. Right.
Well, I think it's the same in the city too, no? It's like, oh, I've seen, you know, all of Tokyo, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you've actually seen everything. Because sometimes I feel like that. I feel like, oh, I'm so sick of Tokyo, like, I'm so bored, like, I've seen everything here, like, it's so old now.
What are we supposed to be experiencing?
In Tokyo?
Like, just generally. It's like, there's all these, there's so many different lifestyles.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that there's a lot of stores that revolve around this lifestyle idea recently.
Right.
You go into a store and they'll have like, they try to sell you the wearing leather and riding motorcycles, but right. you also like to surf because your chill
yeah.
lifestyle is now like a brand.
What?
Yeah, that's
so what's like
that. Yeah, they have stuff like that. So
you're a biker
like
and
people,
a surfer at the same time?
Yeah, that's like a new thing where you have a motorcycle yeah. that can carry your surfboard.
Yeah.
But it's like the, you know,
there's biker
the
surfer.
Skaters or the fixie bike rider
right.
hipster with the keychains and the elaborate facial hair or whatever.
Right. right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's all these different lifestyles. There's all these images, all these brands,
so, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then people generally fall into one. And then that kind of guides, you know, what they wear. What you know, like the hip-hop thing is the most
I guess.
Clear
what,
example.
What are we then?
I don't know.
What
I'm,
kind of
I'm
lifestyle
transitioning.
Are we following? Like, for me, like as I grow up, as I age, my priority is like clean air. I just want cleaner air.
So that?
Yeah.
Clean air.
Yeah, I want clean air.
That's it.
I don't know. Cause I feel like that's so important though. That and I'm not getting it because I live near highway.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to pursue.
Clean air.
So basic. No.
That's it? Clean air?
Clean air.
That's like what we started with. That's what the human civilization started with. You picked like the easiest. Like no one needed to invent anything for that one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's why it's crazy. You know? Because, I mean, you have to... I mean, if you live in Tokyo, especially near the highway, then if you want clean air, then you have to move.
You know, there's only a few places on Earth that where you can get a view as good as here of the stars. And it's like Namibia.
Okay.
Do you know where Namibia is?
I thought we had a listener from Namibia, no?
I think we... may have a listener from
right?
Namibia.
Ah, これ聞いてる人いるかな今、Namibia で。
Or maybe Namibia was the country that didn't have a...
No, that was Virginia.
Oh, that's not a
remember?
Country.
Yeah, but that, like, the only place that...
Was Virginia?
Yeah, it was Virginia. And we were like, what's wrong with Virginia? Why aren't you listening to bilingual news?
I think there was some other places, too.
I'm sure, in the world, but in this... In the States. And then in Africa, I remember Namibia was the was one of the few places where people were listening to our show. So, I remember. Because I've never been to Africa.
Yeah, me neither.
Like the continent.
But, yeah, Namibia is supposed to be great for looking at stars.
Okay.
Big Island's also great. I'm sure most of Africa is great for looking at stars.
Yeah. Or like... Northern European, like Iceland, something, I don't know.
Maybe. For aura?
Yeah. Aurora 見れるしね. So, you say you're transitioning, but you're transitioning from what to what?
I'm transitioning from, I don't know. I've never really been a stylish person. You wouldn't describe
like me as lifestyle wise, like,
I guess, I don't know.
Stylish as in like fashion week type. I don't know.
Yeah, like I'm not a fashionable person in particular.
I don't even know the definition of fashionable anymore, honestly.
But you see people that are obviously, you know,
into fashion,
they would consider themselves to be fashionable.
Right.
They would consider me to be not fashionable.
Because you're wearing t-shirts.
Well, I think you can wear t-shirts and still be fashionable. How conscious are you of what you're wearing is the question is.
But then you could be, like, maybe you don't look fashionable to many people, but then you could be super conscious about what you're wearing, right? And it's something that other people cannot tell just by looking at you. Yeah,
that's called being a hipster. Like, you're really deliberately wearing an ironic t-shirt. Right. Where, you know, you're kind of putting, it's very meticulously selected, your clothing.
Right.
But it's not the stuff that like the magazines tell you to wear.
Right.
But you're still super self-conscious of your image.
Right. That's really interesting.
It's sort of like a motif or something. It's, it tries to be reminiscent of something. So they try to bring back all these weird mustaches and beards and stuff.
So what are you aiming at now?
I don't know.
足の指にバンドエイドを巻いてる人。怪我して足の指にバンドエイド巻いてる人になってる。Wow. I don't know. でも I feel like as you age, it gets more and more comfortable in a way because you don't try hard anymore. Like, because before I would look at magazines and be like, oh, I want to be like this, but then I'm not that person.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's like 結婚したら変わるんじゃない？そういうのは。
どういうこと？
Because, like, I mean, you're trying to, a lot of people are trying to be fashionable to attract mates, you know? I should be really concerned about how I dress so that I will have a higher probability of, like,
Getting laid. I mean,
so if you're in a relationship, definitely, you care less. If you're married, then you start to get fatter and fatter and fatter.
That's not always the case. That's not gonna happen to me. Because, like,
really?
だってなんかそのさ、男をゲットするだけじゃないじゃん。 Like, if I'm presentable, then maybe, you know, maybe people take me more seriously for work, like at meetings and stuff, or I don't know.
Is that what happens?
Or my friends won't be like, what happened to you? Cause, or, I mean, or your husband is not gonna go off, you know, for someone else. I don't know.
Do you think the social pressure for keeping your weight in check is greater in a city than in, like, the suburbs? It has to be, yeah?
I guess.
Doesn't it seem like it?
I mean, it was huge in all girls' school, for sure. It's like you get a little bit, not chubby, but, you know, and then girls would be like, oh, what happened to you? You're fat. You know, it was really cruel.
But there's a huge difference between Japan and Western societies as far as telling people that they're fat or telling people that they gained weight. Because it's a really sensitive issue for Americans.
Yeah.
You can't tell someone that they gained weight unless you guys are like family.
日本超言うもんね。あ、なんか太ったねとかさ。
Yeah, but in Japan, it's like, if you got fat, you got fat. And
yeah, その方が楽だよね。なんかあまりにもさ、overly sensitive, like, oh my
god. People here will gasp.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I remember, like, I was hanging out.
How rude.
Yeah, I was hanging out with my high school friends. でも仲いいからさ、なんか、その時私今より5キロぐらいあったのね、体重が。で、別にデブじゃないけど、まあさ、もうちょっと肉がついてる状態の時にクラブ行って、 なんでマミしょっちゅうクラブ行ってんのに全然痩せないのって言われたのね、うん、それを聞いてたマミの彼氏が He was like Oh my god I can't believe she said that みたいな感じで超ショック受けてんだけど、うん、For me it's like 別になんか傷つかないし普通てか本当のことだし確かになんでいつも踊ってんのに痩せないんだろうみたいな
Yeah
So I mean
How many days did you not eat for after that?
Oh, I did. I was 普通だった Because、oh, okay. I don't care, you know? like, だからなんか、まあ、racial problems とか weight とか考えすぎてあまりにもみんながセンシティブになってるなって思う時はあるよね、ちょっとアメリカとか
Yeah. You can't have any sort of、primate reference when dealing with black people、
yeah.
in the United States.
Yeah.
Because immediately it's likeAre you suggesting that black people are more like monkeys than like white people are?
でもさ、日本ってさ、
like, why is that question like so loaded and ready to go all the
way? Yeah, なんか普通に日本ってさ、馬顔とかさ、この人猿っぽいとか犬顔とか猫っぽいとかあるじゃん。狐に似てるとかさ。
Yeah.
なんかこの人リスっぽいよねとかさ。別に、you know, that doesn't mean much. But it's just an impression, I guess.
Yeah, but it's kind of like even if someone said likeIf someone said, you know, this person looks like a monkey or that person looks like a monkey or Obama looks like a monkey or whatever, aren't we like so far past that being anywhere close to like, take, like, you can't really take that seriously at this point, right?
Yeah, yeah. しかもなんか I feel like being overly offended or being overly shocked with that statement gives it more power.
Yeah, like...
Like, then now it's serious.
As if there's some validity to it.
Yeah.
But it's like that scene in Django where DiCaprio is like spinning the skull around and showing yeah, the yeah. like dots on the skull. It's like this proves that like black They people are inferior or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we have like the president's black, Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, one of the most popular astrophysicists is black.
Yeah.
All the musicians are black. Maybe not all, but enough.
Right. yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's why I think 日本のコマーシャルとかで多分日本人は何とも思ってないけど海外ですごい批判される時あるじゃん。
Yeah, yeah.
なんか白人みたいな鼻つけてつけて金髪のカツラかぶったりとか。
Yeah.
It's like, oh my god, 日本人ってすごい人種差別だねみたいな。でも、日本人からするとなんか、いや別に何ともない、かも不可もないんだけどみたいなさ。So that I feel like it gets weird if you get overly sensitive.
There's an interesting parallel between Hawaii and Okinawa.
Mm.
It's like Hawaii in the United States and Okinawa in Japan. It's so similar.
Hmm.
It's so similar, like the way that these places were kind of used
yeah.
militarily,
yeah.
and then the base problems, and the locals not liking what's going on, yeah. they're sort of being exploited.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
そうだね。
One thing I notice when I'm here.
Yeah. And like, local people are chill.
Mm.
Like, is it the weather? Like, what is it? Nature and weather and...
Mm.
That's how you get chill?
Yeah. yeah.
It's really interesting. だから自分がすごいインテンスな人になりたくないなと思いながら東京のど真ん中に住んでるっていうのは結構矛盾してるよね。
うん。Yeah. There's. You feel so different here, like the just time, stress like, levels.
I know it's really weird, but.I feel prettier here. Like,
really?
I feel more attractive here. Like, I can just walk around. なんかすっぴんで普通にいたりとか、なんか髪とかもボサボサ、ボサボサっていうかさ、そのちゃんとやらないですっぴんで、適当な格好してても、I feel like...
結構ナンパされちゃう。
っていうかなんかその...
People are honking and whistling and crashing.
I mean...Even without that, you know, even without guys talking to me and stuff, I would still feel kind of more, not confident, but like, oh, I'm okay like this, みたいな. Whereas in Tokyo, みんななんか完璧じゃん、ちゃんとメイクして髪もちゃんとやってるし、その変なピュープレッシャーっていうか、だから自分だけ適当な格好してスピンで歩いてたらさ、超なんかやる気ない人みたいじゃん、なんかボロボロの人みたいになっちゃうから。 So that's another reason why I'm happier here, I guess. Like, ah, I can just be myself and it's okay.
Girls here do not give a shit. They're, you know.
普通じゃん。なんかそんな頑張ってメイクしたりまつげ癖つけるとかさ、そういうんじゃないけど、別にみんな可愛いじゃん。 So, I mean, yeah, that's much easier.
There's something about looking comfortable.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah,
there's something cool about looking comfortable.
Yeah.
You know,
I just
care about like my comfort. I'm not worried about what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's some confidence.
私もそっちの方が今この年になって絶対そっちの方がクールと思うんだけど、それってなんかパリとかさ、そういうファッションインダストリーからすると真逆じゃん。 It's like 超アンコンフォータブルなヒール履いたりとか、もう寒いけど我慢してこれを着るとかの方がイケてるってされちゃってるから、たまに東京とかでさ、こうヒール履いてる女の子で歩くたんびにさ、めっちゃグラグラしてる子いない、なんか地面が足につくたんびに揺れてるみたいな、
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, it's like, なんでもうやめなよ。
It's gotten like too competitive. Everyone's like too intense.
Yeah.
Too much, you know, eye surgery and...
Everyone's trying to look perfect and, you know... まあそれが褒められる時もあるじゃん。なんかたまに友達のアメリカ人とか日本に来て、わあ、日本人はすごいファッショナブルだねみたいなさ、みんなちゃんと気を使ってすごいねみたいな。だからパッと見はいいのかもしれないけど、でもなんかね、その中に混ざってるとやっぱり疲れる。
Yeah, the idea of something like cool biz is nothing compared to here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, nothing here gets more serious than cool biz. Even in the most formal situations, it seems like.
Yeah, but then why are we wearing suits again? You know, like what are ties? Like what's that? And it's expensive.And it's uncomfortable. Like, what's that? Why are we still doing it?
Armor.
だからなんか着たい人は着ていいと思うんだけど、もちろんその全員があれを着なきゃいけない意味がちょっと分かんないよね。夏とか暑いしさ。
Yeah. It's interesting how some places it's like, you know, you want to look nice. You want to have a nice watch, a nice suit.
Yeah.
And it fits.If you gain a little bit of weight, it doesn't fit anymore. But that's part of what makes it so cool, you know?
Right.
And then in other places, it's all about comfort. California, it's more comfort.
Yeah.
New York, maybe more style, right? And Tokyo, obviously more like style, like fashion oriented.
Yeah.
Like the amount of effort that people put in.
Not in Harajuku though.I see like a lot of cool people in Harajuku. Nanka.
Cool how?
Like young and they just wear whatever the hell they want and then they're just the wearing weird shit. Like. yeah.
But that, there's a movement of wearing like used clothes.
But you know, like hipster っていうとさ、なんか今もうなんか変なイメージがついてるじゃん。なんか hipster っていうものみたいな。もうひげ生えてるみたいなさ。でもなんか Harajuku is different, right? It's like.It's not those like ヒゲ生えてメガネかけてる hipsters, you know. It's more like
いるよ。
いるけど、でもなんか there are more like there's more freedom like and personality, and they just don't care, you know, what people would think. And I really like that.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of deliberate fashion in Harajuku. It's like a lot of people are always trying to innovate.They're trying to do the newest thing.
Right, right.
Everyone in Harajuku is trying to be the first one to like wear these glasses.
Right.
Or wear this skirt, shirt thing or whatever crazy thing they wear. They like wearing the tight leggings with like high sneakers, high top sneakers with like leggings, maybe leopard print or something.
Yeah.
Wear like a huge sweater that has some like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a playing card on it or something.
Yeah. I do see cool people though. Like, it gives me more energy because I live in the business district. もうみんなスーツ着てるから、うちの周り。 なんかそこから急に原宿とか行くとなんか
You can relax. Yeah, なんか癒されるっていうか、ああ自由だみたいな。だからスーツ着てる人はみんなそうだって、着なきゃいけないから着てるわけで、別に着たくて着てるわけじゃないじゃん。それを前でなんか吉野家とかそういうのが多いから、一人で夜そこでご飯食べてるサラリーマンとかいっぱいいるわけよ。
そういうのを見てから急に原宿行くとなんか、ああ、you know, like I can breathe now. Like,
well, this is the next level.
Like, it's completely different, you know? 場所によって本当全然違うよね。 同じ人間って言っても。
You forget that it's been going on the whole time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. だから最近本当原宿なんてずっと行ってなかったからさ、中学生ぐらいの時はね、そっちゅう行ってたけど。 だから最近収録する時にさ、 あの辺に行くと it's like あ、こんなだったっけ、ともうこんななんか若者がいっぱいいる。
Yeah, well that whole area.
若者が、いや渋谷も若者がめっちゃいるし、しかも渋谷とかすごいじゃん、今工事してさ、全部やり直してるじゃん。
They've been doing that for a while though.
And they are going to be doing this for a while too. It's gonna take a long time, but they're breaking down everything. And that's like...
How... When is it supposed to be finished? While we're alive, hopefully?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. But it was... いつだ、なんかもう結構かかるよね。だって今壊してるとこじゃん? それ全部壊してまた建てなきゃいけないからさ。 いくら日本でもまあまあ時間かかるよね。 でも日本早くない?工事めっちゃ。 なんか夜間工事とかでさ、もう寝てる間に終わってる。すごいよね。なんかサグラダファミリアとかと全然違う。 It's taking forever. It's like what? でなんか工事の人がいつもなんかチルってる。 They're just like eating stuff and like, guys, are you working? みたいな。
Yeah.
It's different. I wish I got to go to at least the pool or something.
What do you have planned for your stay other than getting married?
Well, tomorrow we have dinner with friends. And Friday we have rehearsal dinner. And Sunday we're hoping that we're gonna just chill at the beach all together. Just really loosely organized thing. And we already leave on Monday.
Well, this... You ready to go eat?
Yes.
Yeah?
I'm so hungry. もう何、2時間ぐらい話したんじゃない、もう。 Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. ね、だって今日何話すか分かんないで、もう収録始めちゃったもんね。
Yeah. We'll be back next week,
right? Yes, we'll be back next week.
はい。
I'll see you... No, I'll see you, Janai. What am I saying? Yeah, next week.
はい。
はい、終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.